Good morning, sweetheart. Mwah. Merry Christmas. Aw, you look adorable in that Santa hat. Yep, I'm just cooking us up some breakfast. Don't worry, it shouldn't be long. We'll eat breakfast, then get to the gift exchange. I know that's your favorite part. No, it's not greedy. That's my favorite part too. I love seeing the look on your face when you open your gifts. Ah, it's so cute. As is every other face you make all the time. I'm so lucky to have you in my life. I don't know how I got so fortunate, but I guess good luck just comes to those who want it most. Or maybe it was the kidnapping. One of the two. Oh, the eggs look done. Wonderful. Now then, have a seat. I'll serve you. There you go. One fried egg, two slices of 12 grain toast, and three pieces of thick cut bacon. Enjoy, sweetness. Mwah. I really hope you like it. I know you enjoy my cooking, and I kind of insist on cooking all your meals, but I'm still thrilled whenever you make a little happy sound when you're eating the food I make. It fills me with indescribable bliss to hear you enjoying something I make. I know you didn't always like everything I made for you, but it was absolutely worth getting rid of the meals you didn't enjoy. And finding recipes for every single one of your favorite foods, if it means you're happy with me cooking every meal you ever have. Finished? Alright, sweetie. Oh, no. No need to clean up your own plate, silly. Even on Christmas, I'm happy to do it for you. Why don't you go into the living room and wait for me? I'll be in as soon as I can. Okay, see you soon. Finally, the gift exchange. I hope you're as eager for this as I am. I'll hand out all of your... Oh, interesting. Some of these gifts aren't the gifts I wrapped for you. This one says to... Sweetie? Did you buy me gifts? Oh, you didn't have to do that. That's so thoughtful of you. I'm sorry, I probably made it really hard, didn't I? What, with all the monitoring and everything? I promise, I never saw anything you got. I kept your purchase history a secret, even from me. Because I didn't want to spoil any surprises for your family. Because, well, you know how I am when it comes to gossiping about how thoughtful you are. Aw, no need to thank me, darling, but I do appreciate it. You thanking me is music to my ears. An angelic chorus singing forever and ever. So, shall we? Oh, a new pair of binoculars? Aw, you knew the ones I was using had a broken lens. That's so thoughtful of you. Thank you so much, baby. You're amazing. I will cherish these for the rest of my life. A gift from the greatest partner anyone could ever have. I'd put them in my shrine to you, but honestly... They're too practical for that. They can zoom in a lot more than my old ones could, even before the lens break. Oh, you're opening one of yours. So exciting. I always love this part. Seeing your reactions to what I got for you is the best part of Christmas morning. Oh, and I'm not sure if you noticed, but the wrapping paper is all in your two favorite colors. I had to go to five different stores before I found any that were exactly the right shade. But that's just how much I love you. I'm willing to spend an entire afternoon's worth of hours looking for the perfect paper to wrap your gifts in. I would have spent days if I had to. So, what do you think? Yes, I'm really glad you like it. I'm so happy to hear that. And it's the exact one, right? The one you've been after for quite a while? I have my ways of getting these things, my darling. Let's just say the internet is a big place and leave it at that. Oh, right. I still have more gifts to open. I honestly can't believe you got me so many things. You really didn't have to get me anything, sweetness. Just being here with you is enough of a gift. But I guess that just goes to show how generous you really are. So sweet. And they're quality steel too. My old set was pretty rusty and, covered in blood, so I really needed these. You're truly overwhelming me with all these extremely thoughtful gifts, baby. Like, you know I'd be happy with and cherish literally anything you give me. And I do mean literally anything. But you did your homework on me. You knew what I was interested in and what I needed the most. And you dug deep into your big, amazing heart and brought my deepest desires to life. You're really good at doing that. Yeah, that one's the limited edition version. They technically didn't have any in stock, but it turns out when you come into the store brandishing a meat cleaver, they're able to find some in the back for you. Only the best for my one and only. My turn? If you insist. You know I'd want you to take every turn in a row. But I suppose it's only fair to alternate. Oh, new lingerie, huh? You trying to tell me something, sweetheart? Aw, no need to get all flustered. I'm just teasing. But if you want, maybe tonight? After Christmas dinner, I can go upstairs and model these for you. Absolutely. I'm really happy. Not only because I get to see your adorable little facial expressions when you open one of your presents, but also the whole day. Today's a day for celebrating family and togetherness, and I couldn't see myself being with anyone other than you. You make my life whole. You're why I wake up in the morning. Seeing you's what I look forward to every time I go to sleep. And I hope to eventually make you see me in the same way. Because it's an amazing feeling. And if anyone deserves to feel it, it's you. Thank you for the gifts. Merry Christmas. I love you. Mwah.